Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 269. As part of our Smithsonian Associates Art of Living author series, we're joined today by author Bob Spitz, who'll be discussing his new book, Ronald Reagan, A Life Well Played. What a pleasure it is for me to be talking with Bob Spitz about our beloved President Ronald Reagan. As a boy, I met then California Governor Reagan and his wife Nancy at a neighborhood fundraiser. I shook Governor Reagan's hand and have since been a huge fan of the man who, while famous for so much, which we'll discuss, he also said, and I'll never forget this, a hungry child knows no politics. Reagan was a man of wit, charm, and deep conviction. Author Bob Spitz is the award-winning author of the biographies Deary, The Remarkable Life of Julia Child, and The Beatles, both New York Times bestsellers, as well as six other nonfiction books and a screenplay. He has represented Bruce Springsteen and Elton John in several capacities, but it's Bob Spitz's current book about Ronald Reagan that really caught my attention. I've read the book, thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know the Not Old Better Show audience will love it too.
This is the first time that I think there's been a fully definitive biography of Ronald Reagan. Many others have tried in the past, but I think this is the first time that we've had access to all of his private papers, all of former government documents, and the hope of giving you a thoroughly comprehensive view of a man who is virtually unknown to people.
That, of course, is our guest today, Bob Spitz, author of the new book, Ronald Reagan, A Life Well Played, who will be appearing at the Smithsonian Associates Program October 2nd. For more information and tickets, please see our website. But please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via internet phone, Bob Spitz. Bob Spitz, welcome to the program.
My pleasure. It's great to be here, Paul.
It's great to talk to you, too. This is a subject that I'm personally very interested in. I know my audience will be very interested in. We're, of course, going to be talking about Ronald Reagan. But tell us a little bit, just tell us briefly about your upcoming Smithsonian Associates presentation.
Well, it's going to be an interesting show. Steve Roberts, the great New York Times and Washington Post journalist, is going to be interviewing me in front of hopefully a crowd. And I think he is going to really bore into the fact that we have a rather new look at Ronald Reagan and something that people can, get a whole new perspective on this president who today seems to live larger than life, still in his legacy.
He certainly does. And And by the way, we hope to add to that crowd.
That would be great.
Yes, of course. And your new book, Reagan, An American Journey, it's received high praise. And so I know that it's going to be available for purchase and signing. And you talk about this more comprehensive, fulsome look of Ronald Reagan. But tell us, what can we learn that's new about Reagan from the book?
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll get a very a great view of Ronald Reagan, the man, as opposed to Ronald Reagan, the president. And in that respect, I think you'll find that we'll see what made Ronald Reagan tick, what brought him to prominence, how he pushed himself. I tried to take the readers behind the scenes in very familiar environments. In other words, you know, when he goes to meet Mikhail Gorbachev, when he goes to the Berlin Wall, when he's engaged in the Iran-Contra scandals, you will be in the room with him and all of his colleagues, because I had enormous access to all the people who either worked with him, his family. Nancy allowed me to have the family scrapbooks. I got Edmund Morris's interviews with the president that he did for Dutch that people haven't seen before. So I think it'll be a completely different view of Ronald Reagan than people have. And I will go on to say that, you know, for my Democratic friends who were not Reagan voters, they might get a sense of a guy who was fundamentally decent and tried very hard to be the president of all the people, not just a few people.
Yes, I think you use this word. I think it is so true. This kind of mythical status today, loved, beloved by so many, irrespective maybe of party affiliation, and maybe even more exactly. so today. And you talk, you refer to Iran-Contra, the Berlin Wall. You know, there's Reaganomics to discuss. What is it that you think Reagan's greatest legacy is?
Well, I think really it's his restoring respect Americans had for themselves and their government. You know, I mean, that might be his greatest triumph, the restoration of American morale. Ronald Reagan came to the presidency after the Vietnam War, after Watergate, after the Iran hostage crisis, and a succession of seemingly failed presidencies. And more than anything, he became presidential. He became accessible to people. He talked directly to them. And I think this is what Americans wanted at this time more than anything else. And in that respect, they were perhaps more than willing to overlook some of the failures, the ones that you just mentioned in his presidency. Mm-hmm. His presidency was not all, you know, great hope and glimmer. There were enormous stumbles as well.
And we certainly will look forward to hearing more from you about all of that. We're with Bob Spitz. Bob Spitz will be at the Smithsonian Associates Program. It's coming up October 2nd, 2018. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Of course, Bob Spitz has written the new book, Reagan, An American Journey. Bob Spitz, I know you're very busy. I just have a couple more questions for you.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the great communicator. And certainly we all remember, you know, so many of us, I think, remember his quote to Gorbachev, tear down this wall, his quip to Nancy, honey, I forgot to duck after the assassin's bullet. He certainly had an ability to use words and drama. And I wonder, this might have come from film, maybe you can answer this, but do you think that he took his skills from film into politics? Was progressing to politics always the goal for Reagan?
I don't think it was always the goal. Ronald Reagan was always very political. I think it ruined his first marriage to Jane Wyman. She couldn't stand the politics anymore. But as his career as a movie star was winding down, he really looked for ways that he could express himself as an actor, and perhaps to bring some of the politics into it as well. And he got that job with General Electric as their spokesperson. And I think that's where he really developed as someone who could not just talk about politics, but could talk to real people. You know, he was kind of the GE ambassador, and he went on a speaking tour of all their plants, and he always insisted on walking down around the plant and talking to people and shaking hands and finding out what was on their minds. And so this is where the great fusion of the acting and the politics came about. This is where he learned how to take what he had on film and project it personally to people. And that's, I think, how he became the great communicator.
It definitely gave him an advantage often, and he's loved to this day. His good nature, his ability to relate to many people, as you say. He was criticized, though, for not being an intellectual, although he was brilliant in the way of communicating. So do you think this was his true gift, this ability to communicate to all of us?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Ronald Reagan was not a deep thinker. I think he would be the first to say that. But his thinking was deeply felt. And that is how I think he became a great communicator. I mean, he was honest. George Shultz had said, this guy's most endearing aspect was his fundamental decency. And I really believe that's true. You know, I didn't always see eye to eye with his policies. I rarely saw eye to eye with his policies. But I wound up with respect for the way he conducted himself as a politician and as a man. And I think most of the country did as well.
Interesting to look at a man like this, especially during these times. Bob Spitz, author of the new book, Reagan, An American Journey, will be at the Smithsonian Associates Program October 2nd, 2018. He's been our guest today. Bob Spitz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciated it.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
Great. Me too.
Remember, best-selling author Bob Spitz will sit down with journalist Stephen Roberts to talk about his new biography, Reagan, An American Journey, which portrays a man who, by dint of luck, charm, or something else, landed the role of his life. Bob Spitz will be at the Smithsonian Associates Program October 2nd at the Ripley Center in Washington, D.C., and Reagan, An American Journey is going to be available for signing after the program.